Welcome to this Sunday, October the 14th, day 287 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name is Hunter. This is the Daily Radio Bible, and we are coming to you once again from the Tin Can Turtle. That is the Airstream trailer park next to my garage here in the beautiful state of New Jersey. And it is a beautiful fall evening, and this most beautiful fall night we've had thus far. Just gorgeous outside. And today we're going to break into the beautiful Word of God and do that thing that we do, spend some time in His Word, allow His Word to spend its time on us. Today's Word is in Nehemiah chapters 11 and 12, Psalm 1, and Acts chapter 3. We're reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in here. Nehemiah 11. The leaders of the people were living in Jerusalem, the holy city. The tent of the people from the other towns of Judah and Benjamin were chosen by sacred lots to live there too, while the rest stayed where they were. And the people commended everyone who volunteered to resettle in Jerusalem. Here's a list of the names of the provincial officials who came to live in Jerusalem. Most of the people, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants continued to live in their own homes in the various towns of Judah. But some of the people from Judah and Benjamin resettled in Jerusalem. From the tribe of Judah, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah, son of Mahalalel, of the family of Perez. Also Messiah, son of Baruch, son of Kol-Hozon, son of Haziah, son of Adiah, son of Joarib, son of Zechariah, and the family of Shelah. There were 468 descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem, all outstanding men. From the tribe of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Joed, son of Padiah, son of Koliah, son of Messiah, son of Ithiel, son of Jeshiah. After him were Gebiah and Saliah, and a total of 928 relatives. Their chief officer was Joel, son of Zikri, who was assisted by Judah, son of Hasanuah, second in command over the city. From the priests, Jediah, son of Joarib, Jachin, Sariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, the supervisor of the temple of God. Also 822 of their associates, who worked at the temple. Also Adiah, son of Jehoram, son of Peliah, son of Amzi, son of Zechariah, son of Pashur, son of Milkijah, along with 242 of his associates, who were heads of their families. Also Amasiah, son of Azarel, son of Ahazai, son of Meshulameth, son of Emer, and 128 of his outstanding associates. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Hagdolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, son of Buni. Also Shebathiah and Jozabad, who were in charge of the work outside the temple of God. Also Mattaniah, son of Mika, son of Zabdi, a descendant of Asaph, who lived in thanksgiving and prayer. Also Bakbukiah, who was Mattaniah's assistant, and Abda, son of Shamua, son of Gala, son of Jeduthun. In all, there were 284 Levites in the holy city. From the gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and 172 of their associates who guarded the gates. The other priests, Levites, and the rest of the Israelites lived wherever the family inheritance was located, in any of the towns of Judah. The temple servants, however, whose leaders were Zahai and Gishpa, all lived on the hill of Ophel. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, son of Hashabiah, son of Mattadiah, son of Mikah, a descendant of Asaph, whose family served as singers at God's temple. Their daily responsibilities were carried out according to the terms of a royal command. Pethahiah, son of Mashazabel, a descendant of Zarah, son of Judah, was the royal advisor in all matters of public administration. As for the surrounding villages with their open fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kirath Araba, with its settlements, Dibon, with its settlements, and Jakbazil, with its villages. They also lived in Jeshua, Molada, Beth Palet, Hazar Shuel, Beersheba, with its settlements, Ziklag, and Mekanoah, with its settlements. They also lived in Enramin, Zorah, Jarmuth, Zonoah, and Adullam, with their surrounding villages. They also lived in Lachish, with its nearby fields, and Hezekiah with its surrounding villages. So the people of Judah were living all the way from Beersheba in the south to the valley of Hinnom. Some of the people of Benjamin lived in Geba, Michmash, Aijah, and Bethel with its settlements. They also lived in Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Neblat, Lod, Ono, and the Valley of Craftsmen. Some of the Levites who lived in Judah were sent to live with the tribe of Benjamin. Nehemiah 12. And here's a list of the priests and Levites who returned from Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the high priest. Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluch, Hattush, Shechaniah, Harim, Mermoth, Ido, Genathon, Abijah, Minaim, Moadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Jorib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Jeshua. The Levites who returned with them were Jeshua, Banui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who with his associate was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Their associates, Bukobiah and Uni, stood opposite them during the service. Jeshua the high priest, the father of Joachim. Joachim was the father of Eliashib. Eliashib was the father of Joiada. Joiada was the father of Johanan. Johanan was the father of Jaddua. Now when Jehoiakim was high priest, the family leaders of the priests were as follows. Meraiah was leader of the family of Sariah. Hananiah was leader of the family of Jeremiah. Meshullam was the leader of the family of Ezra. Johanan was the leader of the family of Amariah. Jonathan was the leader of the family of Maluch. Joseph was the leader of the family of Shechaniah. Adna was the leader of the family of Harim. Helkiah was the leader of the family of Mermoth. Zechariah was the leader of the family of Ido. Meshullam was the leader of the family of Ginnathon. Zikri was the leader of the family of Abijah. There was also a leader of the family of Miniaim. Piltai was the leader of the family of Modiah. Shamua was the leader of the family of Bilgah. Johanathan was the leader of the family of Shemaiah. Mattaniah was the leader of the family of Joarib. Uzi was the leader of the family of Jediah. Kaliah was the leader of the family of Salu. Eber was the leader of the family of Amok. Hashabiah was the leader of the family of Hilkiah. Nathanel was the leader of the family of Jediah. A record of the Levite families was kept during the years of Eliashib. Joadiah, Johanan, and Jaddua served as high priest. Another record of the priest was kept during the reign of Darius the Persian. A record of the heads of the Levite families was kept in the book of the history down to the days of Johanan, the grandson of Eliashib. These were the family leaders of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, Banui, Kadmiel, and other associates who stood opposite them during the ceremonies of praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other, as commanded by David, the man of God. This included Mattaniah, Bakukiah, and Obadiah. Meshullam, Talmon, and Akub were the gatekeepers in charge of the storerooms at the gates. These all served in the days of Joiakim, son of Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor and Ezra the priest and scribe. For the dedication of the new wall of Jerusalem, the Levites throughout the land were asked to come to Jerusalem to assist in the ceremonies. They were to take part in the joyous occasion with the songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers were brought together from the region around Jerusalem and from the villages of the Netophathites. They also came from Beth Gilgal and the rural areas near Geba and Azmaveth, for the singers had built their own settlements around Jerusalem. The priests and Levites first purified themselves, then they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I led the leaders of Judah to the top of the wall and organized two large choirs to give thanks. One of the choirs proceeded southward along the top of the wall to the Dung Gate. Hoshaiah and half the leaders of Judah followed them, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, and Jeremiah. Then came some priests who played trumpets, including Zechariah, son of Jonathan, son of Shemaiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micaiah, son of Zakur, a descendant of Asaph. And Zechariah's colleagues were Shemaiah, Azrael, Mealiah, Gilaiah, Maai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani. They used the musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God. Ezra the scribe led this procession. At the fountain gate, they went straight up the steps to the ascent of the city wall toward the city of David. They passed the house of David and then proceeded to the water gate on the east. The second choir giving thanks went northward around the other way to meet them. I followed them together with the other half of the people, along the top of the wall past the Tower of the Ovens to the broad wall, then past the Ephraim gate to the old city gate, past the fish gate and the Tower of Hananel, and on to the Tower of the Hundred. Then we continued on to the sheep gate and stopped at the guard gate. The two choirs that were giving thanks then proceeded to the temple of God, where they took their places. So did I, together with a group of leaders who were with me. I went together with the trumpet-playing priests Eliakim, Messiah, Miniaim, Micaiah, Elioniah, Zechariah, and Hananiah, and the singers Messiah, Shemaiah, Eliezer, Uzi, Johanan, Milkijah, Elam, and Ezer. They played and sang loudly under the direction of Ezruhiah, the choir director. Many sacrifices were offered on that joyous day, for God had given the people great cause for joy. The women and children also participated in the celebration, and the joy of the people of Jerusalem could be heard far away. On that day, men were appointed to be in charge of the storerooms of the offerings, the first part of the harvest, and the tithes. They were responsible to collect from the fields outside the towns the portions required by the law for the priests and Levites, for all the people of Judah took joy in the priests and Levites and their work. They performed the service of their God and the service of purification, as commanded by David and his son Solomon, and so did the singers and gatekeepers. The custom of having choir directors to lead the choirs in hymns and praise and thanksgiving to God began long ago in the days of David and Asaph. So now in the days of Zerubbabel and of Nehemiah, all Israel brought a daily supply of food for the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Levites. The Levites in turn gave a portion of what they received to the priests, the descendants of Aaron. Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly. But the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Acts 3. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money, but Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up, and as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were absolutely astounded. They all rushed out in amazement to Solomon's colonnade, where the man was holding tightly to Peter and John. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this, and why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him up from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. Listen carefully to everything he tells you." Then Moses said, "Everyone who will not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from God's people." Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. You are the children of those prophets, and you are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, "Through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed." When God raised up his servant Jesus, he sent him first to you people of Israel, to bless you by turning each of you back from your sinful ways. And now may the one who comes to bless us and turn us back away from our evil and into his light and into his life, may he now give his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Peter says, "I'll give you what I have." What is it that Peter has that this man, lame from birth, needs? The lame man expects so little, but he's going to get far more than he ever thought. Luke tells us that Peter shares his faith in the one who forgives sins. Peter demonstrates his faith in the one who sees our inability to walk beyond the beautiful gate and into God's life. Over and over, the lame man has been placed at that beautiful gate, but he's never been able to enter beyond. Into the temple area, that place where God and life are. Instead, he sits outside the gate and waits and begs and expects so little. And then Peter arrives. But it's not just Peter who's there, but Christ in Peter. And through Jesus, Peter sees the man, this man who is about to go beyond the beautiful gate and into life. Peter looks at him and says, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Nazarene, get up and walk." We're told that Peter helped him up. His muscles and his ankles and legs were restored, and he got up and leapt and danced and sang out praises to God. He went through the gate and into the temple. He was standing upright, made new. His friends couldn't get him through that gate. Moses and the prophets couldn't get him through that gate either. But Peter seizes this opportunity to speak to the crowd and onlookers. He urges them not to look at him and John. He tells the crowds, "And why stare at us as though we had made this man to walk by our own power or godliness?" He wants them to know that it was done through the power of the resurrected Christ, the Messiah. Jesus is the one that made that lame man walk, and he's the one that takes us beyond the beautiful gate and into life. He's the only one who can do that for all of us who are stuck at the gate. Moses and the prophets couldn't do it. They're just pointing to the one who would come and do it for all of us who are willing. The one who would speak life into us. He alone can restore us so that we can walk upright and enter into the presence of God, leaping, shouting, praising God for the life that he alone gives. There's only one person that can take us beyond the beautiful gate and into life, and that is Jesus the Nazarene. He comes to each and every one of us, even today, to those areas in our life where we fail to stand. He comes and sees us and speaks his life into us, inviting us to stand up and walk with him. Let the abiding life of Christ lift you up and take you beyond the gate and into his life. That's the prayer that I have for my own soul. That's the prayer that I have for my family, for my wife and my daughters and my son. It's the prayer that I have for you. May it be so. DailyRadioBible.com. That's our home base. That's where we hang our hat. That's where you're always welcome to stop on by. Hey, speaking of stopping on by, here on this Sunday, if you live in the Central Jersey area and you're looking for a church to call home, we would love to invite you to come be a part of Zarephath Christian Church. Join us for worship and check things out. And if you come, say hi to me, will you? Come on over and let me know that you're a listener of the podcast. Well, hey, my friends, I'm going to call it short here tonight. And got a busy day today, as you might imagine. But I do plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing, Lord willing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward. Let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. Let us remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care.